This is effective around the world. The access to smartphones and cell phones today is extraordinary. And this article from The Economist summed it up beautifully about the opportunities in health across the developing world. Mobile phones have made a bigger difference to the lives of more people more quickly than any previous technology. And that's before we got going in the mHealth world. Aging, the problem is enormous. 300,000 broken hips per year, but the solutions are extraordinary, and they include so many different things. One of the ones I just wanted to mention, the iShoe is another example of a sensor that improves proprioception among the elderly to prevent falling. One of many different techniques using wireless sensors. So we can change medicine across the continuum of care, across the ages from preemies or unborn children to seniors, a pharmaceutical arena changes, the full spectrum of disease, I hope I've given you a sense of that, across the globe. There are two things that can really accelerate this whole process. One of them, we're very fortunate, is to develop a dedicated institute, and that's work that started with the work at Scripps with Qualcomm, and then the great fortune of meeting up with Gary and Mary West to get behind this Wireless Health Institute. San Diego is an extraordinary place for this. There's over 650 wireless companies, 100 of which or more are working in wireless health. It's the number one source of commerce, and interestingly, it dovetails beautifully with over 500 life science companies.